This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. It's being called the biggest misappropriation of funds on record in Washington State. A former employee of the Pierce County Housing Authority has taken responsibility for channeling nearly $7 million away from the agency for her own use. The findings were released today in a report from the state auditor's office, and KNKX's Kari Plogue was at a news conference that included leaders from the Housing Authority who say they were betrayed. Kari, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the auditor's report, which is up on our website, knkx.org. It has details on exactly what happened, but how did this happen?
Basically, this woman, Kova Campbell, had been working at the Housing Authority for the better part of two decades, and she had full financial controls in that organization. So that included credit cards, invoices, and what sort of uncovered this was hundreds of thousands of dollars in wire transfers. And auditors say that a lack of controls inside the organization sort of created an environment for this to happen. And Pat McCarthy addressed that, our state auditor, this morning in a press conference.
It is a shameful, shameful breach of trust, of public trust.
So that's Pat McCarthy, the state auditor. Kova Campbell was the finance director at the Pierce County Housing Authority. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Tell me about the Housing Authority. How big is their budget and what do they do?
Yeah, so the Housing Authority has a roughly $34 million annual budget. They're in charge of rental vouchers for low-income folks. They do purchases and maintenance of hundreds of affordable housing units and apartments countywide. And they're stewards of federal, state, and private funds to do this work.
So they've lost their finance director, Kova Campbell, who has taken full responsibility for redirecting the funds and says she plans to pay full restitution. But she also implicated Charlie Gray, the executive director of the agency, and now we understand he's been placed on leave?
Correct. And he's going to stay on administrative leave while two federal investigations, one from HUD and one from the FBI, are ongoing. She actually says that he not only was involved and benefited from the scheme, but also suggests that he coordinated it. But so far, there's been no evidence to support or corroborate her claims.
How will the missing funds, and again, this is, by my math, nearly a fifth of their budget, how will those missing funds impact the Pierce County Housing Authority?
So the board members that I talked with today insist that it's not going to cripple their operations at all. But of course, they acknowledge that they could have definitely used $7 million toward their mission, which is to find clean, affordable housing for thousands of low-income folks in Pierce County. But on a more basic level, this has really affected, I think, morale within a very small office. I mean, they never would have imagined that this could have happened inside their agency.
Just thinking about this, public housing already has sort of an uphill battle in public sentiment, and now they're coming forward and saying they were massively defrauded by one of their own employees. Did anybody address how this might impact public trust in the agency?
Absolutely. So the board members acknowledged that they had some culpability in this situation because of the lack of internal controls. And they acknowledged that they need to re-engineer what's happening inside the agency so they can make sure it doesn't happen again. They're already working with a national firm to improve safeguards as recommended by the state auditor. And I think that they're really humbled by the process and they feel confident that they're going to come out on the other side stronger. I've talked with Pat McCarthy more than once about, you know, the need for officials within organizations to sort of shine a light on things, even when things aren't going the way they're supposed to. And she talked a little bit about that today.
There's an important lesson in this for every government. Trust, but verify.
Yeah, State Auditor Pat McCarthy there at a news conference today announcing nearly $7 million misappropriated from the Pierce County Housing Authority, believed to be one of the largest misappropriations of funds on record in our state. We've been talking about the story with KNKX's Kari Plogue. Kari, thank you for your reporting today.
Sure thing.
Kari's story is available in full on our website, knkx.org. That's also where you can find a link to the full State Auditor's report.